Now, tell us a little bit about your research. What did it involve?
So most recent parents would probably know that there's a new non-invasive blood test that's currently available, and it's used to identify a small number of common conditions. In this case, it looks for small bits of the baby's DNA which float around in the mother's blood. And the technology has really revolutionised the field in the last few years since its introduction. But it's really good at detecting things like Down syndrome, but it's not so great at detecting more complex conditions. And that's where my work fits in. So from about 5 weeks gestation, fetal cells can actually break off from the placenta in a natural process, and they can actually be found in the mother's bloodstream. The problem is that they're super rare, so there's maybe one in a billion of the mother cells.
Wow.
So it's a real challenge to be able to find that. And as part of a larger project at the Australian Research Council Centre of Excellence in Convergent Bio-Nanoscience and Technology, we're working on a range of technologies to isolate and interrogate circulating single cells. And from this, we've developed a technology to isolate circulating fetal cells using a small lab-on-chip device. And obviously, and importantly, after we've isolated these cells, we can perform genetic testing, which can give us a range of insights into the health of the baby.
So, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is blowing my mind. So tell me a little bit more about lab-on-chip technology. How does it work? What does it look like?
So the technology we're using is called a spiral inertial microfluidic device. And it's able to separate cells based on their physical features. So in this case, mainly the cell size. It was actually initially developed by my collaborator, Dr. Majid Walkiani at the University of Technology, Sydney, to isolate cancer cells from the blood of cancer patients.
Wow.
But it's also incredibly useful to isolate the fetal cells from the maternal bloodstream, as these cells are actually bigger than most of the surrounding white blood cells, which is actually the opposite is what most people think. Because people think if they're baby cells, they'd be smaller.
Yeah, tiny little baby cells, yeah.
the device itself is a small, clear silicon chip that's roughly 3 by 3 centimetres and half a centimetre high, so it's really tiny. Mm. And it's got a spiral channel, which is slightly bigger than a 50-cent piece. And basically, you push the blood sample through an inlet, and the larger fetal cells get pushed to the inner wall, and the smaller maternal cells get pushed to the outer wall. And towards the end of the spiral, there's a fork in the channel, which leads to two outlets, which basically means the larger cells come out one of the outlets and the smaller cells come out one of the other outlets. The process itself is super quick, so the cells spend a fraction of a second in the channel, and we can run 10 mils of blood in about 15 minutes, which is much quicker than any other technologies that are around the place.
Gosh.
And after that, we actually collect the larger cell outlet. We stain the cells for a marker that's specific to the fetal cells. And then from there, we can identify them, pick them up and perform genetic analysis on them.
So what sort of abnormalities can be detected using this method?
So one of the really exciting things about the technology is that we're actually isolating a whole fetal cell, which gives us a whole fetal genome. So the previous technology that I was talking about that's currently available that's based on fragments of the DNA basically gives you bits and pieces, but isolating a whole fetal cell enables us to get the whole fetal genome, which means theoretically we can get any genetic information that we need. In practice, performing genetics on a single cell is quite complex. And that's something I'm working on developing with geneticists and also industry partners. But in the not too distant future, I can imagine the test being used to screen things for things like cystic fibrosis or spinal muscular atrophy or thalassemia, even genetic heart abnormalities. And if, for example, we are able to pick up a heart condition before the baby is delivered, you can make sure that the baby's delivered in a specialist cardiac centre, meaning they can receive immediate care after their birth and they have the best chance of survival.
This has such far-reaching implications and such far-reaching possibilities. It sounds like a really, really exciting technology. Do you think we'll see it commercially used anytime soon? Do you think that this is going to be something scaled up quickly?
This work is still in its early stages, but we are hoping to improve the technology and validate it in larger clinical studies. At the same time, we're working on developing an integrated technology, which would make it more user-friendly for labs, meaning it could be available around Australia and around the world. And as I mentioned, we're also working on improving the genetics.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that within the next 5 years or so, we'll be able to do some multi-centre clinical trials to determine the accuracy and how well the technology works.
Mm.
So hopefully soon.
Dr. Wynne, this is really amazing stuff. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.